Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Collar. How are you, Steve?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
And Steve is the CEO of SES, and we are going to talk about fascinating, for all of you CEOs, about digital, about space, about satellites. Let's start off, talk through, and also about leadership philosophy, by the way. Let's start off and talk about SES and what the organization is and its role.
Yeah, thank you. So SES started like 35 years ago as a little startup in the country of Luxembourg that had the idea to reimagine how video broadcast worked, how you could broadcast not just one channel or three channels or five channels per country, which was sort of the norm back then, but hundreds of channels, and really develop this enormously rich ecosystem. And SES, we were a very important part of the development of direct-to-home television, which, you know, across the US and Europe has been the mainstay of video and video broadcast, has led to the, you know, I would say the importance of the sports networks. All of the content that we know and love today really has its origins in the distribution to millions, and now I would say billions, through satellite TV, and we were there very much at the beginning of that. So that was the start of life for SES. That was 35 years ago, and since then we've moved on into connecting people, using space. We talk about our purpose as being to do the extraordinary in space in order to deliver amazing experiences everywhere on Earth. And that cuts across what we do in video and broadcast, but also what we're doing in connecting people around the world. So it's using space to do fantastic things on Earth.
Let's not go too technical, but let's just give CEOs an overview of what the technology is and how it works.
Yeah, so I think satellite technology has been around for decades. I think one of the interesting things that we've seen happen more recently is the use of different orbits in space. Traditionally, satellites, for the most part, communication satellites have launched to geostationary orbit. This is 36,000 kilometers away from Earth. Great, because when you put up a satellite dish, the Earth moves at the same speed as the orbit, so you don't have to reorientate your dish. Bad, because it's a long, long way away. Now, for video, that doesn't matter, but for data communications, it starts to matter more. So, yeah, the fundamentals are a mirror in the sky, you send something up to the mirror broadcasts it back down again to Earth, and you're able to, you know, distribute the same content to millions of people simultaneously. And I would say that's the magic. That's the thing that satellite brings. It has this amazing superpower, which is reach. It's as easy for us to reach the entire population of a country or reach the very edge of the network as it is for us to reach the middle. And that's where satellite plays such an important role.
So that's how you're different than all your competitors, because it's a very busy space there. Everyone wants to be in it. No pun intended in the word space.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's competitors sort of everywhere. There are competitors in the sort of the satellite and space field. You can also think about satellite as being sort of competitive with terrestrial technologies and other forms of sort of broadcast or distribution. I think about this as just one kind of big rich area that enables us all to play. And actually, between satellite and terrestrial, I think there's an amazing complementarity. So I don't think there's huge competition there. And I think with respect to with satellite competition, one thing that I think has sustained us and has meant that our business has flourished over the 35-year period is it's hard, right? We talk about the extraordinary in space, and that partly reflects that, you know, launching satellites 36,000 kilometers away into about the most harshest environment you could imagine, massive extremes of heat and cold, being able to withstand, you know, once you launch a satellite, there's no going back to it to recover it, right? So, I think the fact that it is hard means that you have fewer people than might otherwise be the case. But what's also been exciting over the last few years is to see this enormous resurgence of new space companies. Access to space is getting cheaper. And so that the innovation in the industry now is at a different level to maybe how it's been for the last couple of decades.
You're working with CEOs, with companies. How do you help them innovate?
Yeah, look, as in any healthy industry and environment, we all kind of keep one another honest, right? We are innovating and I would say our philosophy around this stuff is sustainable innovation. So how do we move ourselves forward, but do so in such a way as to not place ourselves or, more importantly, our customers at risk? And so that idea of continually moving the ball down the field and continually moving ourselves forward. But at the same time, in our industry, you've got quite some disruptive innovation going on as well. And so it's balancing, you know, what we're doing and how we make sure we're continually delivering value to our customers while at the same time being very mindful of, you know, some of the more disruptive, particularly technology innovation that can come along. And so it's finding that balance. We've been innovating across our value system and across, you know, again, we more or less invented or were part of the invention of direct to home TV, and that sustained large parts of the satellite industry, for a good long period. But more recently, we've been innovating in how to deliver sort of low latency, high performing services to anywhere from populations that are either, you know, unconnected or underconnected through to, you know, cruise ships, floating cities that need to get connectivity, right the way through to supporting, you know, governments with their connectivity needs. So it's a big field and it's one that continues to excite.
Yeah. And I know with O3B, a good friend of mine, Adam Goldstein with Royal Caribbean, he really raved about how you transform the customer experience with your work there.
Yeah, Adam is a great leader, and the guy I became personally close with at the time. You know, so I became CEO of O3B back in 2011. We were a startup. SES was an investor in O3B at the time. Our ambition was to connect the other 3 billion. The name O3B was a reference to the other 3 billion and has to do with people who are unconnected or underconnected wherever they are. And one of the use cases was you've got, you know, 5,000 passengers, 2,000 crew on a floating city that have about as much connectivity as you do at home, which is generally not going to go well when it comes to guest experience and customer experience. And Adam and Richard Fain, the chairman at Royal, had one thing that they held above everything else, which is how do I deliver my guests, whether that be the food on board, the excursions I provide, or anything else about a cruise, how do I just give the very best experience? And the connectivity options and the internet options were lousy. And so we set about working with them to, you know, transform that experience. And now, rather than sharing a 20 megabit link with sort of 5,000 other guests and 2,000 crew, you share more than a gigabit. And that is a true broadband experience. And it means that, you know, cruising stops becoming something that's impossible for, you know, business people who need to be connected. But also, you know, anyone with teenage kids knows that having them off the internet for any period of time is a disaster. And I think it has transformed the guest experience in cruise. And I think that's in no small part due to Adam's vision.
Kudos to Adam. We're both a fan of him. So let's talk about the CEOs. What is it? You've about a minute left before we take a commercial break. What is it that CEOs don't know about satellite that they should?
Well, I'll tell you what they don't know about SES that they maybe should, and that is that we deliver more video to more people on the planet than any other company, which is not
true. Right.
Yeah, and I mean, if you ask which company does that, you'd probably say it was Netflix or Disney or someone like that. But because of our unique position, because we have these fantastic neighborhoods where we're broadcasting all of our customers' content and connectivity, we reach more than a billion people, which is something that every time I say that, I'm enormously proud of that and enormously impressed with that. And so, you know, about 15% of the world's population rely on SES for their video, whether that be to watch the Super Bowl or watch the final of the World Cup or just get informed about what's going on in the news. And so that's something that I would say is something that other CEOs probably don't know about SES and now do.
There you have it. We are coming back after our commercial break, and we're going to talk with Steve Culler about his leadership philosophy. So back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO show with Steve Collar, who is the CEO of SES. And as we said before, reaching over a billion people, more videos than anyone in the whole world, one of the most innovative companies, and actually talking about a concept called sustainable innovation, which is very interesting. But let's go here. You've won all types of awards, recognized as a satellite operator of the year, as the satellite executive of the year, fastest growing satellite operator, all these types of awards. How would you define your leadership philosophy, Steve?
I think that's a really difficult question. I think it's always difficult to sort of internalize or explain. I think for me, the team is a big part of it, being kind of in it together, that idea of shared success and trying to make sure that everyone feels both accountable but also involved in the success of the business. I think that's really important. I think both hiring and building great leaders internally is really important. We all like to think of ourselves as we're the ones who sort of speak to customers and touch customers, but the reality is that it's the people that we hire and the people that we lead that do that. And so if I want SES to be everything that it can be, we've got to have great people and develop them as leaders. And the last is probably being, you know, optimistic and having fun. I think that's a really important part of my job and our job as well is that, you know, we talk about SES as being a great place to work, and that's only the case if you're able to have fun along the way. We all spend an awful lot of time at work, and so it should be fun.
So I would ask you about a challenge you faced and how you overcame it, specifically to do with inspiring, motivating technical people. Now, CEO staff, almost everyone is becoming a technical person, and they may have had their leadership training for years. Here's how you inspire people. Here's how you galvanize your culture. Here's how you create a shared vision. What's something that you went through that taught you the real lesson, maybe a challenge you had about the wrong way and what you should not do to inspire technical people?
Yeah, so look, I'd probably go back to my experience at O3B. Like I said, I became CEO early. You know, we were still very much a startup. I think there were probably 30 or 40 of us at the time. We were well funded, but we had no satellites, no network. And we had a plan. I was going to say no plan. That's not entirely fair. We had a plan, but it was only that. And so we were able to take that business from that point into, you know, building satellites, launching them, full commercialization. And at the time, and, you know, there were no companies who planned to launch satellites into non-geostationary orbit. So this is orbits closer to the Earth, MEO in our case, or LEO, which is a big thing in the industry today. There were no companies that hadn't gone bankrupt, right? So our job was make sure that not only could we fulfill the purpose, but that we could not go bankrupt. And so that was a big challenge and felt important, both in terms of the impact that we can have on the planet, but also you feel a great responsibility kind of as the leader of a business, as CEO of a business. And we had a huge problem. So we discovered, we'd launched O3b is a constellation of satellites, so you have to launch a bunch of them. We launched our first four to great success and great fanfare. And then we discovered a few months later that there was a problem, that we had a problem on the satellites that would limit their lifetime. And that was a huge issue and threatened the very viability of the company. And everything that you thought you knew kind of disappears out the window, and you've got to make a completely new plan. We had to make a call. We had four satellites sitting on top of a rocket ready to launch, and we had to say, you know what, we got to take those off the satellite, we got to fix them, and then we've got to completely rebuild the company. So I think what I learned from that was, in adversity, you know everyone's best, your focus goes really narrow on the issues that you face. Also learn that there are no limits to you know, human ingenuity when it matters to people, and it really mattered to everybody on the team. And I would say, from a leadership standpoint, more than anything else, authenticity is massively important. I think if you're not authentic, then in those times, that's when everyone's under pressure, when the whole organization is under stress, that's when you find out. And it was an amazing experience. It's certainly an amazing experience looking back. It didn't necessarily feel amazing, because we did get the constellation up. We did, O3b was a commercial success. Ultimately, it was acquired fully by SES. It's now fully within our network here at SES. And we didn't go bankrupt. And so the story had a happy ending.
It's a great story, and congratulations. Important for the whole world, by the way. So who are your clients?
So we've got, on the broadcast side, it's all the big names. It's Disney. Just the who's who of broadcasters, in not only in the US, but everywhere around the world. Dish, the DTH operator in the US. So Charlie Ergen, his business, big customer of SES. We've had a relationship with them for 40 years. Bharti Airtel, Sky in the UK, all of the German public broadcasters, RTL. So really the who's who on the broadcast side of the business. On the network side of the business, so this is connectivity and data, it's all of the world's leading telcos: Verizon, AT&T, BT, France Telecom or Orange. Again, Airtel on the connectivity side, but also enterprises, cruise customers, as you said. So Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Virgin. It's a long, long list. And of course, governments. So the Luxembourg government themselves, but also the US government in various different forms. The UN, we provide services to refugee camps, to, peacekeepers. It's really a very, very diverse business with diverse customers, but the leading companies on the planet that we serve, and we're very proud to include them as our customers.
If anyone wants to find out more about SES, your website is?
Yeah, www.ses.com. But we're also, pretty open. I'm pretty accessible. The team is very, very accessible. So, if anyone wants to know more, there's also been a couple of books that have been written on SES, really charting that history of a company that started 35 years ago in Luxembourg as a good idea, but not much more, and has become the largest, satellite operator on the planet.
Well, congratulations. One sentence, because you only have 30 seconds left before we're over. What is the future of satellite?
I think space is becoming increasingly strategic, I would say, for countries, governments, and nations. But it's also become increasingly exciting, whether it be from, it really has got to the point where you can have an idea about a satellite network, build it in your garage and launch it. And that's an amazing place to be, 40 years, 35 years on. It's such an exciting industry right now. And so the future of space is whatever we want it to be.
And there you have it. Steve, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Likewise, Robert. A real, real pleasure to talk to you.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Robert Brees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Manuel Cidre Miranda. How are you, Manuel?
Very good, and I love your Spanish. Very, very good. Thank you for inviting us, Robert.
Well, I grew up in Nueva York, so I got a little bit. So this is going to be different and really interesting in a number of ways. Now, Manuel was a CEO, but he took on the job as the Secretary of Puerto Rico's Development and Economic Development of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
Not sure I got that right, but here's the point. He is the one person who understands why Americans and American CEOs should be investing in Puerto Rico and the benefit to them. Tell us.
Robert, it's important for our listeners to understand that Puerto Rico is part of America, is part of the United States. Our currency is U.S. currency, and our legal and banking system is run by the federal law. In my case, I oversee the everyday operation of a department of 500 employees and $300 million budget. And I am in charge of creating a overall strategy that combines not only commerce and economic development, but also incorporates education, security, environment, and social program as well. So if I have to describe what is the current state of Puerto Rico before sharing with you why to invest in Puerto Rico, it's important to know first that Puerto Rico is, the COVID-19 is under control. We compare favorably to many states of in vaccination and have reduced hospitalization significantly. Second, we will be receiving in the next 10 years 5,000 FEMA projects, reaching $70 billion for broadbands, bridges, roads, water, energy, among others, with the release of federal funds under the Biden administration. Puerto Rico is strengthening and diversifying its economy, bolstering production of critical material, bolstering supply chain, and investment infrastructure. That's of the essence of Puerto Rico currently, Robert. So that's why in Puerto Rico it's very important to be considered as a best place to invest today in America for this specific condition. We control the COVID. We have a lot of federal funds coming on, and we have a specific strategy that guarantees that the investment in Puerto Rico will be success for the next 10 years.
So when you talk about the guarantee for success, the Department of Economic Development, you've obviously done a lot of studies on this. How can you have such a strong belief that we can have that success? What are you basing?
For our listeners, Puerto Rico is 100 by 35, 100 miles by 35, 3,500 square miles. So it's really a small island. 3.2 million inhabitants in the island and 5 million inhabitants in America. So we are a really small island. If you divide $100 billion in 10 years in 3,500 square miles, it's a bunch of dollars coming to the island for a lot of projects. So I think we don't need too much studies to realize that this is the moment for opportunities. In addition, in Puerto Rico, Robert, we have a business ecosystem very particular. We have manufacturers from Europe, Fresenius Kobe, Santorius, Conan, and we have American companies as Medtronic, Pfizer, Merck Chapandon, Bristol, Lilly, and also we have a very strong sector of aerospace that you and I know that to have an aerospace ecosystem, you have to establish those operations in America. So as Puerto Rico is part of America, qualify us for this particular growing sector that from the defense perspective is growing a lot. We have operations in Santa Isabel, we have operations in Aguadilla. So at the end, the whole ecosystem that we are creating around Puerto Rico with manufacturing, medical devices, bioscience, companies from local companies, service, export, among others, possess Puerto Rico in the best condition to put the American money on the right place.
So, Manuel, that is compelling, certainly. Talk about, let's say, you get, you know, $100 billion, which you talk about, you know, for the 3,500 square miles. It's a major investment to do a lot.
Yes.
Where exactly would you be investing that money? You obviously have very robust focus in health. That's for sure.
Yes.
What specifically would you do?
Sometimes difficult situations like Maria, the biggest storm in the last 100 years, the 3-month earthquake and the pandemia, depends how you see the glass. I prefer to see the glass full of water. So thanks to those phenomena, we have a lot of billions of dollars that we can transform the island from the perspective of roads, bridges, energy, water, transportation, broadband, economic development, education, safety, health, because again, $100 billion in a small island like Puerto Rico is a huge amount of money. So, but it's very important for reach the goals that we are looking for. We are very focused on 3 or 5 strategies around that, which for us is very important. Number one, attract and retain core companies. We have actually established in the island bioscience, aerospace, medical devices, service, tech startups, export, and local companies as well. And for that, we have several tactics, as for example, extension of transshipment waiver that the DOT just gave it to Puerto Rico last year, including passengers. Why passengers? Because if we can bring to the island passengers, we can use the aircraft belly to transport merchandise between Puerto Rico and the European and Asia and U.S. market as well. And we have to capitalize that. We have flying over our sky, 140,000 flights every year. So we have 140,000 opportunities in the sky to bring to Puerto Rico, not only to do business, to visit Puerto Rico as tourists, as industrials, as a lot of things. At the end, it's a great, great opportunity. The second thing that we are working very close is to reduce the cost of doing business and reduce regulation through, amongst other tactics. We are positioning the Economic Development Department as a one-stop shopping. You get into the platform, single business portal, ddec.pr.gov. You get into that and you find all the service, all the permits, all the incentive. And it's one-stop shopping, which is important to bring or to take Puerto Rico to the next level from the economic side. Third, develop a workforce of the future. If you don't, if something we learned from the pandemic is that we have currently everything is 10 years over us. Education, distant work, everything. So we are working very close with the local universities to establish collaboration, and using the federal funds that we bring through WIOWA, we can develop a workforce of the future. So for me, this is the moment to rethink Puerto Rico, and this is the moment to transform Puerto Rico. And as you asked me before, why do you believe, or what I believe, it's time to invest in Puerto Rico? And my answer is very simple. We have a well-trained workforce with experience in pharma and the aerospace industry, among others, and we have $100 billion in federal funds and $200 billion for training. So we have everything. The table is set to move Puerto Rico to the next level.
And that's a great point, and not to mention your first point that Puerto Rico already is America.
Yes.
You're already using the dollar, and it's just an extension. So this is really interesting. We're about to take a commercial break. If someone does want to get in touch, what is the website that they would go to, a CEO?
DDEC, www.ddec.pr.gov. Gulf.
There you have it. We're about to take a commercial break.
Very important, Robert. Puerto Rican jobs are American jobs. We are not China.
There you go. That's the real selling point. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Manuel. We're going to talk more about the opportunities in Puerto Rico, but also what he learned being a CEO. Back in.
Thank you.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Robert Greece back on the CEO show, and we're with Manuel Cidre Miranda, who is the Secretary of Puerto Rico's Department of Economic Development and Commerce. We've already heard how compelling it is that Puerto Rico's unlike any other place. They have the established workforce. They actually are America. They have people who are trained in biopharma. So here we go. And the website is ddec.pr.gov if you want to connect with Manuel.
And it's very simple. If you want to connect with myself, manuel.cidre. ddec.pr.gov. I will attend your call.
There you go. How's that for personal attention? Now, before I ask you about leadership and your lessons as CEO, is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
Yes. Robert, the question is always we need ambition. How I will see Puerto Rico in the next 10 years? I need that light in front of me. And sharing with you this interview, I think I want to be the richest, the best prepared, the safest, and most sustainable island in the Caribbean as an American territory. So with that vision in front of me, I will do it. I am sure about that.
I love it. That was going to be my finale question. but now, by the way, those of you who don't know how hard Manuel is working at this, this is his first official national interview in English, right?
In English.
To the extent, right?
You are my teacher, and you will give me an exam at the end of the interview.
Jay, I love it. So talk about, you were a CEO before. You had a baker company with your brother, and you started. Talk about what you learned being a CEO.
First, my first experience as an employee showed me and teach me three words that I never forget, and I use since today. First, focus on results, not in the work you make. Second, cut everything that doesn't bring value to the table. And third, follow your instinct and make decisions. With those three phrases in my life, I start my career as a medical representative for a pharmaceutical company since I was 19 years old. So my father gets sick, and I have to cover him in a small restaurant in Arecibo. 2 years later, he come back and said, we can work together. Daddy, this is not good for the two of us. I'm gonna open a bakery in Arecibo, a small bakery. But before going to open that bakery, I visit 14 of the bakeries operation in the town of Arecibo. And I realized that all are dirty. All the service is not good. All the bread was cold, the pastry was not good as well, and I said, well, this is not to be a magician. Let's go to open a bakery, focus on those four things. So I opened my first bakery in 1978, a really small bakery. But my question was the first day, I want to be a bakery man the rest of my life, waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go to bed every time to 10 o'clock. So I look around opportunities, and with the three next words that I learned, innovation, differentiation, and relevance, I opened my first manufacturing operation in 1982, just to make frozen bread and frozen pastries, just to supply my two bakeries by that time. Later on, I discovered that I have an excess in production. So I opened a concept that was very simple. To have a bakery is as easy to call 1-800 down a pan, give me bread. So people can call to that phone number, and we supply the frozen bread, and we gave the oven as part of the service. In 2 years, the major chains of supermarkets in Puerto Rico, Amigo, Pueblo Grande, finally decide to buy the product from me instead of produce the bread in their premises. And actually, that operation produced 40 million pounds of bread every year, covered 500 point of sales in the island, and distribute the product with a factory in Puerto Rico and a factory in Florida to all the states except Hawaii, be it with Kroger, Walmart, Winn-Dixie, Albertson, among others. And today, I get retired in 2015. I sold my operation to my family, to my son Mateo, the retail business, and my son Guillermo, the manufacturing operation. And they own, by the way, they pay me out, so they don't have any money. If they make good business, good for them. If they make bad business, bad for them as well. So, and finally I decided this new job, which is a great challenge, but obviously very happy to do it.
What a tremendous story. And I think that that's an indication of the great success you're going to have in reinventing Puerto Rico. So right now, the question is, when you became the secretary, you actually agreed to do it and not even take a penny. Because
no.
I agree you make so much from your son and your
family. And you know what?
What made you do that? That's a huge move.
Well, first, I don't need that paid loan. Thanks to God, I made my savings and I can live currently without a salary.
This is exciting. Your final words to CEOs on inspiration. And remember, all we're talking about is investing in Puerto Rico. You have a small island. This huge investment could, with infrastructure, it turns it into gold. It's like in real estate, everyone knows if you have a great location, but you put the right pieces in, it just quadruples in value.
And let me tell you, Puerto Rico is a great country, great people with a big, big heart. But you know what? Puerto Rico is amazing because for me, it's la isla del encanto. When everything is nearby and everybody knows each other. Come and visit us. We are more than industrial. We are more than companies. We are more than investment. We are a part of your heart in the Caribbean. Come and visit Puerto Rico.
I love it. On that note, one more time, the website.
www.ddec.pr.gov.
And there you have it, Manuel. A real pleasure having you on the CEO show. And I must say, you really make a compelling story. It already is America using the dollar, has the workforce, you're ready to go, has the pharmaceutical, the biotech already in shape. So
I hope, I expect you'll be my guest very soon. So remember, I have a very close friend with your last name. So maybe Richard and you are our parents. So. See you in Puerto Rico very soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye, Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.